You may have heard this tune 10 summers ago. It was hard not to. Mbop was all over the radio in the summer of 97. Hanson and their mega hit were the most popular among teenage girls. But Hanson was different from the other boy bands of the time. The Hanson brothers wrote their own material. They still do. Just about everything else about the trio has changed, though. Even Mbop. The Hanson brothers are in their 20s now. They run their own label. They're on tour again behind a new CD. Isaac, Taylor, and Zach Hanson are at WQED in Pittsburgh. Hi, guys.
Hey there.
Hello.
Let's get right to the music. Your new CD, The Walk, is out on 3CG Records. Let's play a small clip. A little more of a rock and roll feel than your earlier work, your stuff way back in Tulsa. How would you describe the progression of your music from then to now? Obviously, you've matured not only physically, but musically. Isaac?
I would definitely say that, 10 years has evolved the music. I think on this particular record, we actually really aggressively tried to take the previous, 10 years worth of material and wrap it up into one complete sound. And I think you hear some of the Motown and R&B influences of the first record, Middle of Nowhere, the kind of more gospel-y and blues elements of the second record this time around. And the third record underneath was kind of a more mellow record, more mellow textures. And I think you definitely get a bit of all of those albums in this new record, The Walk, as well as I think it's a little bit more aggressive than any of the three records have been, as you were kind of referring to, a little bit more rock, per se.
Zach, back then, you probably sang a little bit less, as I understand or as I recall. How do you view the changes of the group over the years?
Well, I think, the changes of the group are probably more physical than they are mental or actually the music. I think the biggest change is the voices.
Guys were labeled for your sweet songs, your pop music, and your androgynous appearance. Did you get sick of that? How did it affect you?
Wow. You know what? We've always been proud of what we've done, and I think what we've always done is make music that we are passionate about, and what we've seen is that fans have been genuinely impacted by it. And the idea, I think, of making music that is, brings people up or engages them, which has always been our approach with music, is it should affect people. That's what we do. That's what it's about. And so kind of getting wrapped up or getting sort of, caught up in whatever misperceptions there are, we've never spent a lot of time on that.
Speaking of fans, we went to one of your concerts and talked with Brian Campbell from Germantown, Maryland, who was at your concert. He's 49 years old. Here's what he had to say.
I love their music. They play their own original music of reminiscent of the 1960s, 1970s, rock and roll, R&B, soul, Motown, and that's the type of music I grew up with.
Well, the stereotype of your audience is probably a lot of, a sea of young girls, but here's a guy who's in his 40s, well, late 40s. How unusual is that to find fans who are not in their teens or 20s?
Well, it's, that's not the core of the audience, but I think what's interesting about that, and that's so cool that was the particular clip, because he's talking about the music. He's talking about the influence, and that's what we've, that's where we came from. And I think that is really what is a, sort of the biggest testament to somebody who's like, what is Hanson really about? I mean, the 60s and 70s and kind of classic rock soul music, that's sort of the thing that has always been the thread in our songs. And I think also, for that matter, the way we perceive the idea of hooks and pop music.
Zach, do you guys think you're more serious musicians now?
You know, I really don't think we're more serious. It's kind of a weird thing to look back at the music, and I think often because we were so young, the nature is to, in some way, discredit it because of the age. And when you look at the lyrics of a song like Umbop, which was written when I was 8 years old, you know, before we were signed, before we got released that song and it became so successful.
And Zach is the number, the youngest Grammy nominated songwriter, you know,
well,
for that song.
That's, but when you look at that song and you read the lyrics, you know, it talks about you have so many relationships in this life, only one or two will last. You go through all the pain and strife, then you turn your back and it's gone so fast. You know, that's the first verse of Umbop. And so I think going forward, I think the music is mature. I mean, I think the messages we talk about go from things like, you know, faith and, you know, conquering great challenges. And, you know, the title track from the new album, The Walk, is all about how you have to live your life by conquering fears, or you, you know, it's all about the choices you make. Choose to be in the spotlight, you choose to live within the crowd in the shadows. And so I think honestly the biggest change is our voices and those kind of outward things, and the messages behind our music and the way we've written them have kind of been, I don't know, they've rung true, I think.
Isaac Taylor and Zach Hanson, the new CD is The Walk, out on 3CG Records. Thanks so much for joining us on Weekend Edition.
Thank you.
No, thank you for having us.
To hear songs from The Walk, Hanson's latest album, and discover more pop music, go to npr.org/music. This is NPR's Weekend Edition, directed by Ned Wharton, with production help from David Rector, Laura Krantz, Christine Arrowsmith, Dave Nogueras, and Rebecca Martinez. Ken Bader is the senior editor. The senior producer is Robert Molesky. Our technical director is Burke Hun, with audio engineer Ted Mebane. Key Molesky is our reference librarian. Our theme music was written by BJ Lederman, with additional music from Steph Scajari and Greg Smith. I'm James Hattori.